Call this meeting of the Public Works Park Labor and Transportation Forum present. This morning, we're fudging appropriations, and I believe we're working towards a quorum with budget, or do we have one?
We have one, sir.
We have one.
So I call to order the Committee on Budget and Appropriations, Mr. Chairman. As these are mainly Public Works items, you have the lead on this meeting.
Right. I appreciate the Budget Committee making the time to meet with us this morning. We have referred to the, or brought to the full board and was referred to our two committees, three items, two resolutions, and an act. We have, they all pertain to a sewer district modification, the addition of parcels to the Peekskill Sanitary Sewer District, four parcels in the town of Somers. And I mentioned that we have a resolution to set a public hearing, we have an environmental resolution, and we have an act that would actually modify the sewer district. We have with us here the legislator from the district, Michael Kaplowitz, and Mary Beth is, did I see her this morning?
I am, yes.
Oh, there you are. Good morning.
Hi,
how was the trip down today?
It was smooth sailing.
All right. Okay.
Most of the snow was melted.
There's certainly heat on the springs.
All right. Okay. This is a resolution of the town, and I'm going to, at this point, ask Mr. Kaplowitz if he could give us kind of a thumbnail sketch, and I also want the supervisor to have an opportunity to talk about what this does, what is town specific about the proposal as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and to both chairs, thank you for convening this meeting, and to the members for showing up. It's good. It's the first 3 months of the year, so it gives us a chance to continue to exercise our full-time duties in a chronological fashion. The item before us is in many ways very similar. It's exactly similar to what we've had in sewer additions throughout the county for many, many years. In some ways, it's the first and very different. Its similarity is in that we pretty perfunctorily look at additions to the districts, particularly in the north, because that's where the expansion has been. You know, most of the south and southern part of the county just historically has been more built out. But in the north, there are still, you know, we don't have tumbleweed going down the streets, and we don't talk y'all, but we do still have some a little bit of growth that's occurring, appropriate growth and controlled growth, but a little bit of expansion in these districts is needed. This is expansion, four parcels, about 100,000 gallons. What's unique about it and what's appropriate and the reason that I thought it was befitting coming together today, and I thank you again for doing that, is the affordable housing piece. This board has spoken, the courts have spoken, the federal government has spoken. I mean, this is the topic of the day. If you had to pick, you know, what's the House specialty today, it is affordable housing. And the League of Women Voters is here. Our supervisor is here from town. And there's been a lot of work in Rose Noonan and her good work and group. There's been a lot of work and a lot of education, a lot of discussion, some hand-wringing and some angst. But at the end, a happy opportunity to create these 72 affordable housing units. And these units are just that. Somers, along with all of the communities, has some kind of connection to the 1993 Board of Legislators allocation that was set out as a goal, and it was memorialized when Somers received $4.2 million from the county in the what was then the Eagle River Project and is now called the Angle Fly Project, the 654-acre protected parcel. And in that, there was a 10-year penalty clause, which is if Somers did not exhibit good faith, not build housing units towards that goal, approximately 200 units, then there would be, after 10 years, a penalty of $2 million that the town would have to pay back. Well, time has moved on. The supervisors worked and the board has worked hard at this and has been welcoming of various projects. And on Route 6, along a transportation line, along a major road, which if you know Somers at all, if you don't know Somers, it's not quite our Central Avenue, nor do we ever want it to be our Central Avenue, but it is kind of the Central Avenue of the North. It's the one, you know, east-west route along Route 35, where it's appropriate to have development, where you can have a little more density, et cetera, et cetera. And this is a very good project. It'll allow for 72, a significant number of affordable housing units. These units, along with some market rate units, will anchor that part of the town. There's commercial development as well. And it is smart growth that Somers is looking to, but it also recognizes the responsibility, both legally and morally, one could say, to the issue of affordable housing. And it puts Somers four square back into the community of nations, if you will, and recognizes that we have a role to play in that. And so I would ask that colleagues consider this positively, as we have perfunctorily put in other districts, other parcels, but also specially recognizing the legal obligation and the good faith that comes before us at this point. The Peekskill Sanitary Sewer District is shared by four towns: Somers, Yorktown, Peekskill, and Cortland. There is capacity in that particular development, in that particular plan. The four communities have generally done a pretty good job of working among themselves. The four leaders get together to come together on issues of mutual agreement. And someday, many, many years from now, there might be a need to expand the plan. That'll be a decision of those four communities. But the good news is Somers has generally done a pretty good job on their part of not looking to rampant development. And the main reason is quality of life, and the other main reason is water quality. It's smack dead in the watershed, and DEP has a say where it doesn't over many of your other communities. Thank you to Legislator Harkham, who shares Somers with me. Thank you to all of you in advance for your consideration, and I would ask that it receives the due allocation, the due consideration that other parcels have. Parenthetically, interestingly, and historically, there has never been a sewer district petition that came before the Board of Legislators that, after discussion, has ever been, after the Board of Health approved it, has ever been turned down, and this would continue the good, appropriate due diligence that this Board of Legislators historically has given towards it. So I thank you in advance for being here today and for your appropriate consideration of this item.
Thank you. Mr. Harkham.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to say a word or two as someone who shares a piece of Somers with Legislator Kaplowitz, and thank him for carrying the ball on this. Just very quickly, we all know how important affordable housing is, whether or not we have this stipulation before us. And I know how hard the supervisor and her board have grappled with this issue. One of the hardest things about creating affordable housing in Northern Westchester is the absence of infrastructure. And this is an opportunity for us to create a lot of units in an environmentally sensitive way. I applaud the supervisor and her board. They've been working on this for years. In fact, before I was even on this board, I met with the supervisor in another capacity about affordable housing in Somers. And this is really the community coming together to create badly needed affordable housing, not just in Somers, but in all of Northern Westchester. And I think that we can be proud that some of these units will count toward the stipulation agreement, and that we are on the road to beginning to fulfill those obligations and say to both the federal government to monitor and citizens here in Westchester that, yes, this can be done, and it will be done.
Are we sure about that some of these units are applied to the 750? Because I've heard comments both ways.
Don't ask that question, if I might, because I, Mr. Chairman, may I
sure.
comment on that? That's a question.
Yeah.
We had gotten information as very recently that, in fact, while the administration believed at first it did not, then, in fact, they thought a carve-out of about 12 units. At this moment, the sense is it does not at all count towards the 750.
Oh, okay, because that was yesterday.
Yeah, very recently. Yeah.
I withdraw that
remark. I'm sorry for cutting in on you.
Please do. We want the record clear.
I had heard,
Mr. Chairman, maybe, because we had heard that also, yeah.
Mary Beth Murphy is here, Rose Noonan, Commissioner DeWall is here. There's some people that I want to get involved in the conversation.
No, we want the record clear.
Madam Supervisor, why don't you come up here and join us at the table? Rose, if you would like to do so, because we want to get you into the discussion as well.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Now, before before the supervisor speaks, so just the summary of this of the discussion, Mr. Burrows, Mr. Capitalist, and Mr. Harcum. There are not 12 units that count towards the stick.
Can I comment?
Sure.
Go ahead. Well, there's two aspects of it. First of all, there's 19 additional units that are, the 72 units are senior affordable housing. There's 19 additional units as part of a market rate housing aspect of the project. The entire project is called a planned hamlet, so it's designed to be a smart growth type project, which will put transportation, infrastructure, shopping, stores, jobs, all of the different things that are necessary for a community to thrive and survive in close enough proximity to each other so that they can essentially sustain each other. That's the concept behind the project. But with regard to whether the units count or not, we just received the IMA from the county with regard to this project this week, and I yesterday had an opportunity to speak with my council about it, and we feel that that the issue of whether or not the 72 units should count towards the settlement agreement needs to be further discussed, because we believe that there is language in both the settlement agreement that would suggest that these units are appropriately considered, and that's a conversation that we intend to have and have already approached the administration about having that conversation. With regard to the market rate housing, which has a 15% affordable component, which our legislation in our town, our zoning code, requires, there are 19 units currently projected. It depends on what their ultimate build-out is, and that depends on the size of the units, because it's an FAR, or floor area ratio, which determines how many units they can actually build. But as the master plan for the development currently stands, it's 19 units of affordable housing as part of the market rate plan. It was always my understanding, and I mean, I would confirm with this planning department, but that those units were intended to be included in the settlement agreement. But as I said, we believe that the 72 units are also appropriately included, so we will be pursuing that with the administration.
Mr. Burrows,
I'm just posing a question to all my colleagues, and I know by virtue of having this meeting, people want to vote on this legislation today, but wouldn't it be wise of all of us to at least get the monitor's input on deciding what his position is on these units before we actually cast the vote? Not that it's going to affect us in the long run, but I think we lose some kind of leverage.
Thank you for the information, but my understanding of the senior housing units under the implementation, under the settlement agreement, is that first we have to meet requirement, that the county has to meet requirements with respect to the general number of affordable housing units before they are able to count seniors. Secondly, that the market rate housing would not be counted because it wouldn't meet the market rate wouldn't meet the criteria with respect to the medium income criteria, if that is. But I'm saying that in the context that I don't think that this really is that relevant to moving the legislation. I think it is instructive in terms of letting us know what happened, what this is about. If the project stands on its own independently, at least from my perspective, I didn't recall us really thinking about this in the context of the affordable housing criteria, because of the fact that this was committed to be constructed prior to that stipulation. And my understanding is that anything that was prior, there was nothing grandfathered in, as far as I know. And I know that the monitor, we have actually met with him, and I don't recall him even changing the step to require anything to be grandfathered that was committed prior to the STIP itself. So if there was any changes like that you can articulate, I'd be interested in finding out, because I know that the meetings we've had and the documents that we've reviewed, they were not. And these units, whether they are part of the, I think being a, it would be great if they're part of the county, But that is not a, I don't think the nexus between the two is relevant.
Yes, thank you very much, and I think the conversation is very, very appropriate. I think in this particular case, if we assume it's not, I think as the Vice Chair indicated, the project stands on its own. It's 72 units. The other good news is, I guess if there is any good news for those who are supportive in that terms, in terms of that package and our legal obligation, the $21.6 million that we put aside plus the $30 that we're required to put aside, none of that money then would be used towards these units. There is land acquisition bonding and housing implementation funding in the normal course of building affordable housing that we've seen in many communities throughout Westchester that will come before this board in short order. But it will not use up then any of the quota or the allocation of. So we don't need to get into the issue of whether it should or shouldn't. It's going to be what it's going to be. But if we just assume it's none of it's included, when we went through the arrangement, in all fairness at this table, we did assume it was not included, because when we went through it, we always said, oh, wouldn't it be nice if the 72 counted? And the other point of the time nature is, since it's an academic issue we've just kind of discussed, let's assume it's not, and it's only a good thing if it does count, but it does help Somers out under its legal obligation in good faith. Beyond that, there is a timing element, as there always are, unfortunately, with these. If this plan is not in place by May 1st, the state funding that is very necessary to put this together, we have it in writing, will fall apart, will literally go away. And so, and Somers needs, the developer needs 45 days before May 1st to have a chance to even pull this all together, with IMAs that still have to be agreed to, bonding that still has to be approved. So that's why the haste legislatively, and through no fault of the current or the past county executive, but this board did not get this literally until a week ago. We're acting, I think, appropriately and necessarily to keep this project alive. There's a major financial package that's in place that if we do not act, we'll imperil. And to legislative boroughs, in normal course, why not wait? That's fair. In this case, I think the compelling argument is we can't afford to wait. And if, in fact, good news comes later on and it's part of the 750, so be it. If not, it does build affordable housing. After all, what do people care about? Affordable housing. When somebody moves into one of these units, they don't care whether it's a 750 unit, get to check that off, or the good old-fashioned housing program, they get to check that off, they get to put their head on a pillow at night and know that they can afford to live there. And that's the policy. That's really what this board is about.
Mr. Gosby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Seems to me we sit here basically as the stewards, the board of directors of the Peekskill Sewer District, and that's really our focus. We could, reading through all this, we could have a nice debate on growth in northern Westchester, and there's been discussion, obviously, Mike, and, concerned about the affordable housing, we're all concerned about that, and that's the focus. There's a whole plan, Hamlet here, with a lot of commercial development, but it's part of the master plan that the municipality has, obviously, debated and approved. But again, we could discuss the size of the pipes. Do we want to allow the housing in, and there's all this other development, other future development? But generally, that's really not. We could have that discussion, but not necessarily. Well, some people might say it is our role, but focusing on the plant. So let me come back to the plant itself, and I know the commissioner is here, Mr. Chairman, because I think we've recently bonded almost enough money to sort of rebuild that plant. So I think there's a lot of stuff going on in the Peekskill plant. I mean, the commissioner can bring us up to date on. We see these numbers, 6.6 million gallons. I mean, for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, it's been 6.7, 7.1. So losing track of what the current capacity is. Because I think our major role here as the director of the sewer district is to focus on the plant and where the plant fits into this project. And we probably should stay away from the decisions that the localities make. This is the development they want, and that's their choice, and it seems appropriate, the location, to the extent I understand it. But Commission, I guess, Commission, where do we stay with the plan? The upgrades and capacity and all that kind of stuff.
Well, the design capacity of the plan is 10 million gallons, as is stated in the report. And last year, the average flow for the year was 6.6. And that varies a little bit with rainfall from year to year. It may go up to 7, but it really hasn't gone much past that. So there is certainly capacity, not only in the plant, but the trunk sewer, and your board has also, as you indicated, given us approval for bonding. We're currently rehabilitating the Mill Street pump station, where this flow would come into. So that's all taken care of. We've We're currently upgrading under a NIPA contract the aeration tanks at Peekskill, and there will be more work on the electrical and the sludge handling. So as far as that goes, the plant can certainly handle the 100,000 gallons. That's certainly within the capacity.
Are there any, because, you know, downtown we have some of these problems, ingress, egress problems, where the heavy rain, status of the pipes, there's a major overflow into the plant. I mean, you have the pipes up there in that kind of situation, or the newer pipes?
Well, he means INI.
Well, we do. We do have some INI. You know, every plant in the county does. We have an ongoing CMOM program where we take and we TV the pipes, and again, we have bonding to do repairs for phase one, some of those in this district. But certainly, even with the rain flows, we still stay within capacity and do not violate our permits.
So you haven't had to shut down the plant?
No.
You haven't had those kinds of flows?
No.
In fact, Mr. Chairman, if I might, this is brand new piping at the Sulphur.
Yeah. If you're northwest, most of the pipes are a lot younger than the pipes.
The commensurate advantage to it is you don't have that ionic problem.
Right, well, that's right. I just put a record on it, but I got to assume the pipes are all younger. So the sizing, I see there's an adjoining shopping center that's already in the sewer district that potentially will join once this is done. But is it sized for everything in here, or is it sized able to be potentially other development after this, or is it limited at least to this hamlet? And
well, quite frankly, this is the plant could actually handle the Halleck's Mill plant, which now that it's been upgraded will probably never come to the Peekskill plant. And that was, at that time, 1.5 million gallons a day. So that's capacity that won't be coming there that's available.
I know, Mr. Chairman, I think, you know, as I say, our focus really should be on the plant, its status, its capacity, where does it fit, and the actual amount of development that the community has moved that direction.
I can't speak for the supervisor in the town, and Supervisor Murphy and I both do live in Somers as well, but for the future, I mean, the general pressure and the general inclination is less is more. Generally, because of the municipal services drain, because of the pressure on schools, the same things, impervious surface, roads, and the like, nobody's running off trying to build. The reason it's taken so long is to make sure it's done correctly. This is the appropriate place to put it, the plant hamlet. I give credit to the board for really coming up with the right project for Somers. And as you said, legislator, you know, we are the trustees for each of these sewer districts, and you're right, on the macro basis, our job is to check off, as you just did, enough capacity. Is there room also for growth? Because I respect Legislative Testa, as he currently represents Peekskill and part of Yorktown and Cortland, and his future colleagues, as I represented, as I respected the past colleague. They too need to make sure that there's capacity for normal growth in their community, and the commissioner has indicated to us that yes, this 100,000 gallons, dare I say, is a drop in the bucket. I love to use that phrase. I try to work it out at least once a week. Thank you for letting me put it in this conversation at this time.
Mr. Kaplan, thanks so much. And Chairman Ryan was invited Ms. Noon to the table.
Right.
It will be remiss if we don't allow you to.
Could you possibly maybe further clarify or comment on the issue of the fair and affordable element here of the housing, and to your knowledge, where all this might stand right now with respect to the count, the target count?
Well, I can tell you what I know. As you know, I am not in a position to make any official statement. This project, the 72 units, was specifically excluded from the settlement agreement. It was on that list of a few projects. I had been told that the reason it was excluded is because we had had our funding in place and that local approvals had been achieved. And what I was asked to do yesterday, which I have provided to the planning department, is to advise them of when the various approvals were given. And in terms of the master plan approval for the Somers Realty Hamlet, of which the affordable housing component is only one part, that was given back in February of 2009. But by the terms of that master plan, each project needs to go through individual site plan approval, subdivision approval. Those approvals were granted by the town planning board in December of 2009, which was after the settlement was signed.
We still don't have that.
We don't. We have conditional preliminary approval. And with respect to the financing, in August of 2009, we received an allocation of tax credits from the State Division of Housing, and it was not until December 1st of 2009 that we received an award letter for the balance of the state funding that we had requested. So that I provided that timeline and the specifics of the types of approvals that we've gotten, including that from the town, there are conditional and preliminary, and also with respect to the financing.
So looking at the biggest thing that is kind of in the books right now is simply the master plan approval for this particular area of the town and the use of and the use of the land that we're discussing today. But you, at this point, if I understand, Madam Supervisor, the best the town has been able to do with respect to the planning board's function, you've issued only a conditional preliminary approval for the proposal that has been submitted?
Well, of course, because the project, for one thing, needs sewer.
Yeah.
So until it gets sewer, right, it can't be built. It's impossible to build this project without mm-hmm. sewer. But I'd also like to add to some of Rose's comments that all of the funding is not in place, since some of the funding is actually going to be coming from the county, and that process hasn't yet even started, which is a whole other issue which the town is extremely concerned about, but I'm going to leave that to the side for the moment. In addition to that, the master plan approved 50 units of senior affordable housing. It was really at my instigation that Rose looked at the possibility of building more units, 72, and ultimately determined that that would be something that they would be able to work into. Mm-hmm. I've also been recently informed that because the stormwater design of the project has been modified, presumably by the DEP or the DEC. I'm not the planning board, so I'm not sure which of those agencies is involved in that. That will require a modification of the master plan. And that modification, the stormwater containment facilities need to be larger than was actually planned in the original development. And so the master plans, even though it was finalized, will ultimately have to be modified. And we're trying to assist the developer, the Housing Action Council, and the owner of the property in facilitating this affordable housing project. But I do have to tell you that the town is extremely concerned about the limited time frame in which all of these other actions need to take place and occur. And who really is taking charge and making sure that they occur so that they're able to pull their building permit by May 1st, which is literally around the corner. And we have, you know, rushed in many instances approvals for the project, which is part of the reason probably why we have to go back to the master plan now again. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, although we have tried to facilitate this project by granting the approvals that we have, they're not final because some of them actually will need to be redone. So, and that's a discussion that we'd like to have with the administration in terms of why this particular project should have been specifically excluded when it was not in any, and I don't know what was the thinking of the administration at the time that they excluded, or the planning department at the time that they excluded this project. And I'd be interested to look more deeply into what occurred there and to try to facilitate, you know, the county's need for meeting the requirements of mm-hmm. the settlement.
Yeah, well, thank you for the information, because I think you make very good points. Mr. Abernathy. Yeah,
thank you. I had two areas that I wanted to ask questions about. The first one was one you just touched on. Who made the decision? Do we have any idea who made that decision to assume this project?
What decision? The prior county?
We touched on that before we got here.
We did, yeah.
Tom, but I think I'll talk to you about it.
Senior housing.
But the stipulation has requirements about senior housing, not it may just be that this time frame would apply, but it's senior housing. Instead says we got to do like 100 units and something else.
Remember, we have all those things we have to do.
So that may be just,
I'm trying to understand.
Seniors is like down the road.
This is all seniors.
Yeah. Tom, I think Mary Beth has an answer to that
right.
with regard to the 19 that everybody's been concerned about, being seniors.
It is my understanding that you had brought up, someone had brought up the issue of market rate housing, and yes,
right.
clearly the market rate housing is not, it's not affordable housing, so it doesn't
right.
count towards anything. It's just, housing that people need, that
right.
type, it's a different type of housing that is typical in Somers and provides another alternative.
And that's the 19, right?
But
isn't
no,
that market?
No,
probably
no,
the 15% of that would come.
The 19 is 15% of the townhouse housing, and those 19 units are required under our code, or 15% of the other housing that's built, the workforce housing, if you want to call it, or market rate housing. 15% of that housing must be affordable.
That's
what
our
code requires. It's non-senior. It's not restricted in terms of persons.
On the 19.
And it's my understanding that those 19 units can count towards the county's obligations under the settlement agreement.
I mean, I use the term. I mean, there's affordable and fair housing, which I think people tend to use the term interchangeably, which I don't believe they are, but just putting that aside for a moment. The 19, with respect to the medium income criteria in the stipulation, does the 19 meet that criteria?
Yes.
I mean,
yes, we have designed our legislation to reflect the county's requirements.
And you said that it's workforce housing.
Well, I mean,
it was designed to be workforce housing.
It's designed to be for anybody who wants to live in it. I
mean, okay,
I assume that there would be the income requirements on the 19 units, and certainly, we'll be looking to work with the county to advertise it in an appropriate manner so that it will meet the
I'm just trying to see if it
criteria.
Was designed within the criteria that we know were set up within
yes,
the...
Yes, it was. It absolutely was.
So then I don't see... Well, other than the fact that the only problem I think of, if this 19 relate... I don't know if it related to the prior obligation the town has, but other than that, I don't see why it would not count if it meets all of the
exactly.
criteria.
Well,
I mean, I when you spoke earlier, I had wrote market-based because that's what I heard.
I said that, and
that
I probably should have made myself
yes.
more clear, so
right.
I apologize.
The second area that I wanted to ask you about was if for some reason this project falls apart, the financing doesn't come through or something like that, we will have changed this. What did you say? I'm sorry I didn't hear it before. What did you say this is zoned for?
It's
I mean, could this be commercial? Could this be a strip mall or something?
No. It's zoned planned hamlet, and the planned hamlet has requirements for certain components, a certain amount of floor area ratio that's housing, a certain amount that's commercial. There's a assisted living potential, but I understand that may go away because of the stormwater issue. We had... I think it was a medical office, but in order to increase the senior affordable housing component,
But I guess my point is, if for some reason there was a problem with financing, and some of the pieces which were more commercial came through first, that would not be a problem from the town's point of view. They could get built, correct?
Well, the sewer is a key, I mean, without the sewer...
No, I'm saying assuming we passed through the sewers.
Yeah.
All of that could happen, and the housing could never happen. I mean, it could be that the housing
but
doesn't
the
happen.
But the funding is in place.
My understanding is that
the housing is going to happen.
Portion of the housing is the only portion of the project that actually has a developer... actively engaged. It's the only portion of the project. The project then gets subdivided, and this particular portion of it has been subdivided in the Housing Action Council and Ken Carney.
So it looks like the housing is going to go
site
first.
Plan. Yeah, it is going.
And the total sewer input, we were talking 100,000 gallons here. Is that just the housing piece, or is that the whole project? That's the whole problem. How much of it is the housing piece?
It's a little less than 6 acres. Oh, in terms of the
gallons.
I don't know. I don't know.
How much?
Is that book it out?
Anybody know?
She said it's not broken down, so they'll try to get us an answer, but it's all still within the 100,000.
So it appears likely that the housing is going to get built,
total,
and the commercial is the piece
project
that may not get built.
It's a small part.
It's a drop in the
people are making.
No one's saying it's not getting built. Where's that coming from?
And why do you care?
Because we're made, it happens too often that this board, or has happened in the past too often, that we make changes to things based on promises that never happen. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure that we are here, you know, I'm encouraged to vote for this because there is a housing component to it and the town is here saying they're getting what they want. I have too often seen changes made, particularly in infrastructure, which facilitate things down the line that people don't want. And the next thing you know, a change gets made in the zoning or something like that, and now all of a sudden there is a large contributor to the sewer system that nobody anticipated. And so I'm just trying to make sure, because the supervisor is very clear that there are a lot of approvals that still have to be granted, and we can't do this contingent.
Okay.
So that's
Mr. Chair.
All right, to that point, Mr. Harkin.
Tom, before you got here, there was a lengthy discussion about how this was the will of the town board. This is a planned hamlet.
Right.
It's part of the master plan. So there's nothing about unintended consequences here. This has all been worked on very carefully by the town board over the years to get to this point. We have state affordable housing funding. The reason we're doing this so quickly is because all of the affordable housing funding, including county funding, state funding, is all laid out. So it's there.
I understand, but the supervisor has indicated during the time that I'm here that this is not a fait accompli yet.
No, the reason I know, but again, you came in late. The reason that conversation took place was because we're talking on a technical level, because those permits have to be reissued.
Right.
These units may qualify for the stipulation. That's what that conversation was about. It was not about that this project is not going to happen because permits haven't been issued. It's about, because of the technical nature of the changes.
If that's the supervisor's point, because that's not what I heard.
Well, the supervisor's big word. The town has done everything it possibly could to facilitate this project. I have had my staff working on holidays. I've had them working through Thanksgiving and Christmas. The planning board, which planning boards in Somers and in a large portion of the watershed, do not move at breakneck speed. With regard to this project, they have done everything they can to facilitate the project so that it can and will be built. The town supports the senior affordable housing project as well as the rest of the project, and it has tried very hard to. So my concerns lie from the fact that we submitted the petition to get into the sewer district in August to the county. It's now March, and nothing has occurred to move that forward. Now, between Rose Noonan from the Housing Action Council has indicated that she needs a building permit by May 1st. Well, there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen between now and May 1st, and the first of it is that this project needs to get into the sewer district because that is a linchpin for many other things that have to occur. So I feel that the town has met its good faith obligation with regard to this project. And I will stand on that, and I will put that in writing to the county. We have done everything that we can to facilitate, and we'll continue to do that. But the county has to do its part in facilitating this project into the sewer district in order for the project to move forward.
Mr.
Hart. Thank you, Mr. Chair. In light of the fact that this is a good project, whether it's in the stipulation or not in the stipulation, affordable housing is good for everybody in the county. It's good for Somers. This is a good project. It's a time-sensitive project. Therefore, I, on behalf of budget, move this for all purposes and a public hearing.
Second.
Motion and second for budget.
I'll make a motion for public works.
Second.
Mr. Rogowski, motion and second
on the issue. I think both points from a budget perspective have been highlighted here. The fact that, as Mr. Rogowski is probably going to expand on it, we are the stewards of the district you know, of the sewer district, and at
it's
the same
the county
time,
district.
Ms. Murphy, thanks so much for being here to express to us district. What you've been through as a local community and a partner in this project. So to that yeah, point, so
just for the record, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate the good work that Somers has done on this. Obviously, it's the work through the holidays, whatever. But just for the record, to advise the supervisor that assuming we pass this today and on 22nd, I expect we will. I assume we will.
15th.
The 15th. That's right, special. This will be probably the fastest approvals. I understand it's been before the county 15, for 6 months. Back in August.
It's a special meeting.
Just so you know, it takes 9 to 12 months.
I know.
So just for the record, assuming we do this, I want to just point out that the county probably through the commissioner and the Department of Health and the county, this is the fastest approval that I think this county's probably ever done from beginning to end and getting some of the district. So I would say the county's probably helped.
Well, I certainly appreciate that effort, and I will tell you that there remains a lot more work to be done. I mean, we just received a copy of the IMA from the county this week, and my review of it with our council suggests that there is an inordinate financial and liability burden being placed on the town through this IMA that we have never agreed to accept. So there remains a lot to be done, and I appreciate your and the rest of the board's willingness to work with us in order to get these things accomplished.
Thank you, Madam Supervisor. Mr. Burrow.
I just want to end the conversation as far as I'm concerned with what if the administration here or whatever we can do internally to find out from the monitor, whether it's from Rose Noonan, I'm hearing the supervisor, I'm hearing every person to a man or woman saying they would like some of these construction of these units to go to the affordable housing. And I think this county, this board, has shown good history, a good record on the construction of affordable housing, despite the fact that we've got some negative decisions by the court and the lawsuit and the settlement agreement. But I think it would be incumbent upon us to at least get somebody on the administration side to immediately enter some kind of conversations with the monitor, whether that would be initiated through you, Rose, or somebody, just to see if we can get some of these units to count toward the affordable housing, because the clock on the 7 years
is no longer working on it.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Legislator
Burroughs,
the town is actually pursuing that.
Great.
Yeah. And we will continue.
I think we've heard from Supervisor Mary Beth. We've heard from our colleague who said the 17 units are affordable rating. They ought to count. We have three people on our own board who should be working with the county executive and the monitor to make sure that this is done.
And, 19. And 19 units.
The 19. 19 or 17?
Whatever comes
19.
Whatever.
My mistake.
I just want to echo what Lindsay Pinto said, in that there is a process by which we are assessing all of these units. So that process has to be. That is the process. The Board of Legislators, we are involved in, we passed a resolution memorializing our official involvement in the process, and that's what we're going to follow. So I think that while I agree with Legislator Burroughs that we all try to make sure that all of this is done, that does not have to happen in isolation. That happens as a part of the entire process that we have put in place.
Mr. Jacobs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the only thing I also want to point out is that some of these other units are in fulfillment, and I know that it's been mentioned, of fulfillment of the agreement on legacy funding. So, I mean, we should not forget that as well. I mean, yes, some of these may, and at first we were advised at first they were not. Right, so people should remember that. So if any of the units can, that's a bonus, right? You know that this was not initially planned to be part of the implementation order because of where things were. So this is like a double bonus here that both Snowmers could deal with the Eagle River Angle Fly obligations as well as, you know, some units in this housing stipulation.
Those points were highlighted before you arrived.
Okay.
We discussed that. The only thing I want to remind the committee is because, once again, we have an integral role in what we are doing going forward with respect to the fair and affordable housing count. And the one point is this. If you review our record from our discussions here, prior or to our action taken out on the floor to authorize the the settlement. It's very clear from the record that this was not a totally black or white situation where projects perhaps weren't in the pipeline, weren't identified, weren't discussed. Everything was rather clean. Stuff was already done, fully approved, and working through a process. Other stuff had not appeared on the horizon. There certainly was an agreement that communities were discussing, and there were some preliminary actions taken that had something to do with what ultimately might be developed in the community. We clearly recognized with council and with the monitor that these were areas for further discussion to try to get credit for some of these units with connected to some of these projects. So that very clearly is an opportunity, and I think the supervisor has pointed out that this, in fact, is a live case that can be taken to the feds in our effort to get credit for a project that, in my view, does not have the requisite approvals in place at this point, and our actions taken out on the floor preceded some very important things that were later done and other important things that have yet to happen. So with that, I'm going to call for a vote of both committees on the matter before us, consisting of the three items, two resolutions, and the act to modify the sewer district.
Chairman, I just have one other question. It's relevant more to your committee than the does the board of legislators of the county have any role on the seeker that's being done on this whole thing?
No.
It's local.
No.
No, it's a local.
It's local.
It's all done.
They're the lead agency.
The secret's been done a long time ago, and the county's included in the process.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The county was involved.
County was involved, but you were the lead agency, if I recall.
The town was the lead. Yeah. The planning board was the lead agency.
And they did, as many of the projects done, they consulted our planning board. Yes.
And we received comments from the planning board.
They commented on it and everything.
And it's just a question.
Yeah.
The alternative was on site.
I think it's just up in
the... It is. It's in there.
It says it right here on the back of the page.
It was the county. It was the town planning board.
See, what regulations have been made.
They conducted the environmental review.
Yes.
Okay. Once again, we have we're on the vote now for Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And for Budget, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This item is passed and referred to the full board.
This will be on committee 15.
Thank you very much.
We have a special meeting right now.
We're set a meeting to set the public hearing.
So we're going into the chamber now.
So moved.
Second. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Please sign the document before you leave.
Is that the legislation?
bring it in.
We can't, we can't tell, we got the legislation.